feel brand new. Can't keep my hands off you when we get so hungry. We eat each other alive. We get so hungry.
Hey, are you feeling hungry? 大家饿吗？
It's about to be lunchtime. I know I'm feeling hungry.
饿了吗？哎呀，饿了吗？会不会赞助我们？I wish. 大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
今天呢，我们就要说说，就是我们怎么用英语来叫外卖。
So like ordering delivery or takeout.
对，而且最主要的就是我们会说说在中国和在美国，你经常会叫外卖的一些食品，比如在中国就是米粉啦、盖浇饭啦这些东西，英文怎么说？然后呢 ，Spencer 也会分享一下 the kind of food you guys usually, get delivered.
Okay.
对， okay. 那今天大家到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的。回复外卖就能看到我们今天的文本，特别是我们这个有意思的 Audio Magazine 有声实用英语美国文化的杂志，你可以一一收藏啊。
可以一一收藏。
对，我先说一下今天这个 topic 这个主题呢，我是被前两天看到的另外一个英语的公众号受启发，被 inspire。那谢谢这个公众号华尔街英语 They're so huge 我们讲吧没关系也不是 competitor
yeah,
我们没办法跟人家竞争、那个里面就讲了怎么用打电话点披萨就我觉得美国人真的 when you talk about you know getting food delivered pizza is the, probably the number one thing right
yeah I mean at least early on in the you know the delivery game I feel like it was always either pizza or Chinese food
Oh, 对，要么是披萨，要么就是中餐。
But you know, since you know over the years, I mean, it's definitely expanded to you know include all kinds of different food. Really.
在美国的 pizza delivery, 很多好像 teenager 对吧？他们的第一份工作、like a lot of people. That's how they.
It's my first job.
你的第一份工作就是 pizza.
Yeah, I worked at a Papa John's when I was.
Papa John's 啊，
放
约翰，嗯
，Yeah.
但我觉得在美国，你要去送披萨，这门槛还蛮高的。You first of all, you had to have a car, right?
Well, I didn't deliver pizzas. I made the pizzas.
哦，你是做披萨的
yeah.
？Okay.
Yeah, actually, usually, high school kids aren't usually pizza delivery guys.
哦，因为开车技术还不好，然后可能他家里人还不放心给他们一辆车。
It's usually 20, 30 something good for nothing people who are pizza
delivery guys.
Good for nothing.
说人家没用啊？什么叫 good
yeah,
for nothing people？
Yeah.
哎，那你们 pizza delivery 一般就是打电话去，是那个？那一个 pizza joint 嘛，那一家小店，还因为美国只有大城市有像我们这里饿了么、百度外卖这样的服务。I don't remember the names, but I've definitely seen them around. Like they're just like third party delivery service.
Well, those have actually been around for a while in America. I mean, there was one like I think probably the first one that ever came out was I think it was called like Takeout Taxi. But they had.You know, back in the day, I feel like they had a really high service charge. So we just said, oh, screw that. Like,
screw that. 就因为要另收你费，你就说去你的 screw that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.、Exactly.
我每次跟你录节目，你就有很多比较不文明的。不是，那我们
teaching you the real English, guys. Come on.
哎，前面你也说到 takeout， 所以英文里面讲到。我觉得外卖和带走什么也是不一样的概念
对
吧
外卖就是 delivery
yeah getting delivery
yeah, 就是上门服务
对 or getting food delivered、
yeah.
所以你说我们叫外卖吧你可以说 let's just get delivery、
but takeout is when you go and 带走 when you take it yourself
你自己去
yeah,
对、
exactly.
所以你有的时候去饭店他们问你堂吃还是打包他们会问
for here to go or、you know is that for here or takeout
对这些词你都可以、可能听到啊、好那前面说到的这个如果打电话叫 pizza 其实打电话叫什么东西你觉得 when you first start the conversation what's the most like natural thing to say
to them
yeah to them
hi I'd like to order for delivery
就是 hi I'd like to order 啥啥啥东西
or sometimes I mean I haven't done this in a long time but you might say hey I'd like to order for pickup So oh, you,
就你自己去拿是吧
？Yeah, like maybe I don't know. Let's say you're in your office and they're like below you or something like that, and you could go down and grab it in 20 minutes. You could tell them what you want, and then you go down and pick it up.
然后你就直接跟他说，well, I'd like to order a large pizza, 什么 large pepperoni pizza with 什么 extra cheese, or 如果你对，我觉得比较好用的一个词就是 with, 就是你想要什么基本上都用 with 可以表达上面加什么东西。
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, with is kind of like pay 的意思。
Pay 这个 pay 那个。
Yeah.
然后如果因为像我不太爱吃那个青椒所以我很多时候就会说对。
Hold the green peppers.
Hold the green peppers or without,
yeah,
对吧 ?With or without the green peppers.如果你很喜欢一个东西想要加倍放
You could like put another like you, say, you basically just say extra
对
But actually there's a difference between like extra and like getting like a double order
Double order 是你要付钱就
Well extra yeah extra they might not charge you extra
就他只是多给你一点点不一定要你付钱
Yeah But sometimes like if you want like sometimes you can get like a double order of something and you pay a little extra money to have that added Yeah.
我经常就是如果我吃什么烧味饭 you know, the Chinese barbecue meat with rice, I'll say extra sauce.
Extra
就是
sauce,
对、
yeah.
多给我浇点酱在饭上啊。
Yeah.
诶既然我们说到了这个饭啊什么特别是这种盖浇饭类的、这个在国内 if you get delivery, that's probably like our equivalent to pizza, 这是最常叫的。
是。
盖浇饭英语会怎么翻译呢
Oh, it's like a rice bowl, maybe?
Yeah, I think rice bowl is probably the closest.
Yeah.
So a rice bowl 就是一碗饭嘛但其实它所形容的就是说饭菜都有什么东西都在一个碗里。
对。
所以我觉得是就最像我们说的盖浇饭。
Yeah, usually just kind of plop it on top
plop
of the rice.
Plop it, 就丢上去。
Yeah.
The rice bowl has also become extremely popular in America.
Especially actually those, the Korean, what the, like,I forgot how to say it, like 石头拌饭。
比冰吧。
Yeah.
石锅拌饭。
也石锅拌饭，对。
我跟你讲，我很多时候石锅拌饭 ，if I say takeout, they'll say sorry, we don't do, 就是 you can't do takeout because it's too hot, it's gonna burn the container.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't do that.
但是我到美国去旅游呢，我就发现他们这个 rice bowl, you don't only get it in Asian restaurants, it's everywhere, even like salad bars, they will have a salad bowl. 他们也是就是反正。Something in a bowl, anything in a bowl.
Yeah.
The idea is, 就是它里面会
It's more convenient.
对，一个是方便，还有呢，它里面会 It contains, you know, your carbohydrates, 就是有碳水化合物，对吧？你不吃米饭的人 ，you can get I don't know, quinoa, 藜麦什么的。And then you've got your veggie, 就是有蔬菜 ，and then you've got your protein.
Yeah. The most important of all.Yeah,
对 ,protein. 所以你到美国你去那种专门做午餐takeout or delivery 的这种饭店它通常它的那个 menu, 菜单就会写什么 ,you can get a bowl, you can choose 什么 up to three kinds of proteins, 什么 veggies, 对吧它上面就会这样写。
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of places like that these days. And I mean, that's kind of like, it's almost like a Chipotle,style
Chipotle 是一个 like Mexican style
yeah but what I mean is the concept is kind of the same it's like you choose a base it's like do you want white rice or brown rice and then on top of that you can add this or add that you know so I mean it's kind of you build your own
exactly build your own 我们前段时间有一个会员课程就是 build you 就是 build your own salad
that's right Jenny
对那我们再来说说在美国 takeout 也常叫的 I thinkBesides pizza, Chinese food, probably Mexican food.
You can order anything these days, to be honest. I don't think I've ever actually really ordered Mexican delivery, though. Things that I have ordered delivery are like subs.
Subs. 你们说的 subs 就是 Subway, 是吧？
Way better than Subway.
哦，反正就是这种潜水艇三明治，它就叫一个 sub.
潜水艇
因为 it kind of looks like a submarine.
The subs. There's a lot of different words for subs, though. We've got sub, hoagie, hero.
Hoagie,
hero. Yeah, hoagie, hero. Yeah, these are all words for the same thing, basically. Depending on where you are in America, they might have a different name for
对对对
it.
对对对，反正就是这种 like toasted or roasted sandwich.
New York, most of the time, they're not toasted.
纽约就是冷的。
Yeah, same thing with their bagels. In New York, you get a fresh bagel and they don't toast it.
贝果也很好吃，
yeah,
对。
Yeah, yeah.
哎，说完了美国这些外卖，我们说说中国的外卖好了。中国外卖，我觉得除了 you know rice balls 的盖浇饭，还有一个大家常点的就是米粉。
米粉 ，it's like rice noodles.
Rice noodles, 米粉。Have you got any 米粉 deliveries?
Delivery? No, and I haven't eaten 米粉 in a long time actually.
哦，真的？
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I ate 米粉。
So.桂林米粉大家就可以说桂林 rice noodles、
yeah.
哎、那如果你知道米粉可以吃汤的也可以吃干的、
uh-huh.
所以汤的这个我们
like, I mean like a rice noodle soup、
basically. A rice noodle soup、
yeah.
如果是干的 just like fried
Yeah, probably say fried rice noodles
Oh, without the soup 对因为有的时候它也不是炒的它是拌的可能是、拌
maybeIf it's, I mean, if it's cold, you can say cold mixed rice noodles.
Oh, cold mix.
Mixed rice noodles, or just maybe just rice noodles.
对对对，都可以。
Yeah.
在美国，我觉得 equivalent maybe it's just pho, like Vietnamese pho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
对吧？
Yeah, yeah.
越南粉也是很多的，然后人家叫外卖啊什么
yeah.
特别多。
Yeah, pho is really good. I haven't had that in a long time either.
那麻辣烫这种麻辣烫 it's
I don't
only,
even know how you would say that in English.
Yeah.
Spicy Sichuan soup.
Because it's only like.It's huge in China, but not so much in America. So only foreigners living in China would understand what it is.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen mala tang outside of America was in
outside of China. Flushing. 对，那边都是大陆新移民，所以有。But it's basically just spicy, like DIY, do it yourself.
Spicy soup.
It's also like build your own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You can choose your own ingredients.
I actually like the fact with mala tang, like, I mean, you could get all these different vegetables and this and that, but the soup really, it's around my weight, huh?
Okay, it upsets your stomach,
yeah,
is
I mean,
right?
it's a little too
oily,
much.
Oily, yeah, a little bit too much. 好，那接下来这个东西我觉得也不一定是叫外卖吧， but you can with anything now to get delivered, 就是串儿。撸串儿。
So like, I mean, we would usually, we kind of call that like kebabs.
Kebabs,
like,
对。
Yeah.
诶，你讲到 kebabs, 我觉得在美国不一定是外卖，但是 you see a lot of food trucks,、
yeah.
就是有很多那种，它像一个大面包车，然后它其实是卖这种吃的东西的 street food, 在纽约特别多，然后很多都是卖这个 kebabs, 这个烤肉，
yeah.
然后他们叫 gyro, right?、
Yeah.
G-Y-R-O,
yeah,
就是一个
it really comes from Greek where I think they say something like gyro.
Gyro, 但在纽约他们说 oh, get gyro for lunch.
Yo, let me get two gyros.
对，很多人午饭就
extra sauce.
extra sauce. 很多人午饭就会买因为它很方便。
Yeah.
It's all in one.
Yeah, I'm a fan of gyros actually.
很香。
Yeah, I used to order those delivery as well.
所以如果你如果想要人家给你送你就可以说 Can I get something delivered?
Can
I get it delivered? 你讲到 gyro 这样一个卷啊什么的当然墨西哥的就是 burrito burrito 卷然后呢在纽约有些地方还有我们中国的那个 breakfast Chinese breakfast wrap 就是我们的那个煎饼果子在一些 food trucks 也有卖
In New York, really?
对对对
I don't know, man, I haven't been in New York in a few years Maybe that's more of a new thing
因为美国就是这两年不是都有这个food truck culture It's all like very innovative很创新的一些美食但他们自己不开一个餐厅因为成本太高他们就会去买一个这种车然后在上面坐然后打一枪换个地方什么的
Yeah, there's actually, there's a place in New York that people line up for this stand. It's not even a truck, it's a stand. I think they're called Kebab Brothers?
Kebab Brothers.
It's at like 51st Street.
I feel like every city has like a Kebab Brothers. Maybe they became a huge franchise now.
No. It's just these two guys. Anyway.
我这次到美国还发现一个很变态的东西。
我什么变态的东西？
大家想一想煎饼果子或者你吃过墨西哥卷这个墨西哥卷比你肯德基买的要大很多。就那个 size。But it's a sushi burrito.
Yeah, I've seen that too, actually.
就那么多的米饭，我看了以后就觉得。
Well, if there's enough fish to go with it, I think that'd be really delicious.
I love sushi. What you do to our food, like Asian food, it's supposed to be really delicate. No. 应该是很精致的。你把它搞成那个样子，我们就是也不知作何感想。
其实我还是觉得麻辣烫不是那么精致的。
好啦好啦。It's quick and easy. Cheap and dirty. But tastes good. Who cares?
Cheap and dirty. I could go really wrong direction with that one.
好，那我们今天分享了很多都是你生活中常见的，可能自己也常点的一些 Chinese food, American food, Mexican food. 你自己平时 what do you get delivered? 还是诶，我一次都没有用过饿了么和百度外卖。
Neither have I.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't even.
你为什么没有？
I don't even have the app. Well, I cook a lot.
哎，我也是。One, I cook a lot. The other thing is, 一天在办公室坐很久以后， I kind of do want to get out and just go and get the food. Because
yeah,
我不想一天都坐着。
Exactly. It's nice to get out and walk around, get some fresh air.
Speaking of which, let's.Start, 我们现在就去 get some fresh air and get some lunch.
It's lunch time for us.
好，那大家呢，在我们的微信公众号里可以看到更多，学到更多有意思实用的英语。然后如果你升级成为开言的会员，每天都有好的内容。然后我们讲的，如果你有疑问不懂的话呢，也可以参加我们 members only 仅对会员开放的每周直播课。I love doing those. It's like, 就像我们好像直播我们的一个节目一样。但是可以现场回答大家的问题
it's
awesome it's 对然后全年这么多好内容然后直播课只要629元 OK 大家到微信赶快升级吧就是你叫几次外卖的钱OK Thank you for listening Bon appetit
Yeah happy eating guys We'll see you next time
Thank you We eat each other alive We get so hungry